Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Maybe Trump should take care of the war he promised to end on day one. Didn't happen. He should take care of the tariffs. 90 deals in 90 days. He's gotten zero. Maybe he should release the Epstein files. Maybe he should do any of this stuff. But no, he's trying to distract you, and you guys are biting so perfectly.
Okay. Hey, Adam. Adam, hold on. Adam, let me explain this. Let me explain this, Adam. Yes. You were invited onto this program on Newsmax.
I just cannot stop myself from getting into heated debates on air, but I absolutely love it. In this one, I basically trigger the hell out of a right-wing Newsmax host because I keep recentering the discussion to Epstein. They brought me on, and the producer did tell me beforehand that we had two topics to talk about. One of them was going to be transgender athletes. One of them was going to be the Washington Redskins and the name being changed. I thought that both of those were kind of BS culture war topics, so I kept pivoting it back to something that was less divisive, something that I thought unified the country. I thought both parties should agree with the Epstein files, yet they wanted to pivot back to the most divisive issues possible. So I'm going to let this play out. The person I was debating oftentimes would go on these long, long rants, so I'm going to cut it down or speed through it at times. You're going to thank me. I'm doing you a favor. But you're going to want to see how this progresses because he gets very mad. And I basically trap them on a few points. I'll interject near the end, but make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed to support the debates and support the message that we're pushing. Thank you.
NFL fans are reacting to President Trump's ultimatum to the Washington Commanders. Well, he calls them the Washington whatevers. If they don't change the name back to the original Washington Redskins and get rid of the ridiculous moniker, Washington Commanders, I won't make a deal for them to build a stadium in Washington. Well, joining me now is Adam Mockler, a content creator for Midas Touch, and Hannah Faulkner, host of the Hannah Faulkner Show. Good to have you both with us. Adam, I want to start with you. So President Trump is pretty adamant. He wants the Washington Redskins back. Is that the right move to make here?
I think there are a lot of issues that Americans care about, especially young Americans, mainly the accumulation of capital in the form of a house or a 401k. I don't think anybody cares about these culture war issues, but if people do care, you should pull up the tweet from Trump from 2013 where he says, "The president should not be telling the Washington Redskins to change their name. Our country has far bigger problems. Focus on them, not nonsense." So I kind of agree with Trump from a decade ago.
Hannah, what about yourself? How do you respond to that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think the only people that are disagreeing with the name change and the ones that wanted it to be Washington Commanders are the white liberals that bow to the altar of political correctness. And I can tell you, as a 18-year-old Gen Zer, and most Americans do care about the future of this country, we are tired of this political correctness. This virtue signaling and the political correctness are the people who are proud to live in this golden age of America that President Trump and the Trump administration are ushering.
And Trump from 2013, Trump himself said presidents should not be telling the Washington Redskins to change their name. Our country has far bigger problems. Maybe Trump should take care of the war he promised to end on day one. Didn't happen. He should take care of the tariffs. 90 deals in 90 days. He's gotten zero. Maybe he should release the Epstein files. Maybe he should do any of this stuff. But no, he's trying to distract you, and you guys are biting so perfectly.
No, I don't think any of these are distractions. We'll take a win for a win. I think it's ironic that many of the Democratic Party will say that a lot of these things are distractions. These are wins. Again, we are tired of political correctness. Political correctness is literally dragging this country down every single day.
Holy buzzwords. How many more times can you say political correctness or virtue signaling or white liberals? Zero substance whatsoever. It's like a Ben Shapiro ChatGPT. It's like if you combine Charlie Kirk, Ben Shapiro, Matt Walsh, all of their worst talking points into an AI. Sorry, continue.
All right, hold on, pale faces. Let's stop here. I want to address one thing, Adam. And you're right about the Epstein files, and I completely agree with you on that. I think we ought to release those files. But the fact of the matter is, the Democrats controlled Congress and the White House for 4 years, and they did not do that. Yeah. Why do you think that was?
The onus is on the Department of Justice to release the Epstein files, and Merrick Garland, love him or hate him, actually respected the norms, the separation between, you know, the Attorney General and the President. We are just already starting with the presupposition that Donald Trump is directing Pam Bondi to do this. Also, the Biden administration didn't explicitly run on, like, releasing the files. Can you tell me who from the Biden administration said they had the list on their desk like Pam Bondi did, Todd?
So you have an opinion. So your opinion is based on which political party is in the White House. Is that what you're saying here? I mean, you're either going to say release them now. Why weren't you saying that 4 years ago?
I think the Epstein files should have been released under Biden, but that was the decision of Merrick Garland. No?
Okay, very good. Well, I want to move on here, guys, because President Trump's order protecting women's sports, now an Olympic standard, the move already sparking some ire from activists. The National Women's Law Center releasing this statement: by giving in to political demands, the U.S. Olympics and Paralympics Committee is sacrificing the needs and safety of its own athletes. So, Hannah, I want to start with you. I don't get this. How does keeping men from beating the crap out of women in the boxing ring sacrifice the safety of athletes?
Man, what a stark contrast from the previous administration that watched the Paris Olympics happen, where a main leafy dude was playing dress up as a woman, was beaten up with boxing, and got gold medal. Free of it, what do we do? And things that went in order to be a man, which is a physical exam. All athletes have to go
okay,
through physical
Hannah,
exams.
Okay, Hannah, it's a debate. I got you, Hannah. Okay. All right, Hannah, you got to let the other guy talk here. Adam, hop in.
I, again, just want to say there are a lot of issues that I think Gen Zers care about. This wouldn't even be in the top 100. But if I do engage in this, I guess I just want to ask Hannah really quickly in a few words, how many trans athletes were in the Paralympics historically ever?
Well, what I can tell you, the concern Women for America actually just
reached. Todd, do you know how many have been in the Paralympics?
No, I'm about to tell you. Since the 1980s, in over 10,000 different sporting events, grown men who think they are women, stole opportunities from women.
The answer is just one in the Paralympics. Sorry, Hannah, really quickly. The answer is just one in the Paralympics. There's one transgender athlete in the Paralympics.
If there's two, it's happening.
So I'm more focused.
Men are stealing opportunities from women.
I'm more focused on the hundreds of victims that were harmed by Epstein, by this ring. I want to know what's being covered up by this administration. And you guys keep pivoting to the Washington Redskins and transgender athletes. One transgender athlete.
Okay. Hey, Adam, hold on. Adam, let me explain this. Let me explain this, Adam.
Yes.
You were invited onto this program on Newsmax to talk about those two issues. And if you didn't want to talk about those two issues, you could have told our producers that wasn't something you wanted to talk about. But you wanted to come on, you got your FaceTime, and now you want to pretend like you were here to talk about something else. We don't play that game here, all right? So again, we appreciate you coming on, but this was the topic that you were asked to discuss, and we're going to leave it there. Guys, thank you.
Am I in trouble? I feel like I'm in trouble after getting yelled at by that Newsmax anchor for talking about an issue that most Americans should hypothetically agree on. I mean, would you believe me if I told you that I sped up and even cut out most of Hannah's answer from earlier on in that sped up portion? It was actually like 3 minutes long, and then I sped it up to like 40 seconds and then cut down to like 10 seconds. So it was a long, long answer. Even Todd Starnes had to jump in. But again, I guess I don't want to talk about issues that most Americans agree on. They want to pivot to the most divisive of issues and pin the liberal down on transgender athletes in the Paralympics, despite there being one transgender athlete in the Paralympics ever. I'd rather talk about the more important issues like the cost of living or things that my generation cares about. But if you appreciate these videos, me getting kicked off these shows, I guess, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I don't see myself ever getting invited back on Newsmax again, but maybe we won't need to be. Maybe we can just go on Fox News, go on bigger shows. And that starts with you guys. Make sure you share this video around. I am eternally grateful for all of you. And I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.